This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. So happy to have you here on this early April 2020. Today is actually April 7th, which is the Libra full moon. Sometimes it's also called the pink moon, I believe. And Libra full moon, I was out there last night, night before the full moon, but it's still really large and impactful and interesting and exciting. And Libra invites us always to be about partnership and balance and harmony and peace and justice are some of the Libra traits. Also sociability, which is of course a challenge in these times, but I'm hoping that the Libra full moon will bring a kind of a balm to some of the disharmony that we might be feeling, you know, and being stuck with our family members or whoever you're stuck with, or healing relationships that maybe you've got time to spend some time on now, that kind of thing. So always with a full moon, I love to, if I can't get outside, I love to just go to a window and gaze upon it for as long as I'm able, and just meditate on the moon and really feel in this situation that Libra vibe. So today's feels like a good day, feels like an energetic day, and hoping you all are feeling this sort of energy boost that we haven't had for a little while. Today is Free Readings Tuesday. It looks like the lines are full at the moment, but if you write this number down, 844-390-8255, and then just kind of listen along to the show, and I'll announce when we're taking the next batch of folks for Free Readings Tuesday, and we offer this every week, so you're always invited to call in on any Tuesday upcoming. Today's show, we're going to talk about a couple different things, but today's show is, are you an old soul or a new soul? Learn why having spiritual wisdom may be a sign that you're new here. And I guess I'd also add to that, learn why having a spiritual experience may be a sign that you're an old soul. So they're both great, but it feels to me like we've got some different soul groups kind of in circulation at the moment, and I'd be interesting to discuss that. We'll look at that a little bit more. I also wanted to talk today. I sent out the Daily Divine blog. I always send that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you want to receive that, you can go to the website, sarahwiseman.com, and sign up. But the message was about body wisdom. It's very brief. It's your body is not less than your mind or soul. Whatever your body is telling you is wisdom for the whole being. Don't avoid what your body tells you. Don't pretend you don't know it or can't hear it. Listen fully as you would to a dear, respected teacher. Whatever it asks you to pay attention to will bring you more quickly to wholeness. The body's wisdom is a gift for the whole. And that was channeled quite some time ago, several months ago. And then this channeling came just a week or so ago. Which is interesting because it talks about the body in a different way. And I want to apply this to what we're all going through with this virus situation. Let me go back one page a little bit. For souls who choose to stay on earth at this time, and this is most of you, in fact, nearly all of you, you have already become more tender, more devout, more patient, more kind. In this new way of living, you have discovered how to live differently, and this is what is required. This is what the disruptor is for, to teach you a new way. And here's the body part. You are part of the body of Gaia, the Earth. Did you not know this? Just as a cell in your body is a part of your body, so are each of you the cells of Gaia. Your job is to hold a different level of consciousness, a different dimension than that of the animals, plants, and earth. If you are not able to manage your dimensional contribution, which is now in relationship to technology, you cannot support Gaia. When you learn to support yourself, you learn to support Gaia. It is all the same. So this idea, you are part of the body of Gaia, and we tend to think, my cells are a part of my body, and my body is sovereign to me. But what this is saying is that we are each part of the body of Gaia. Now, if you were raised Catholic or even Christian, I think there's this phrase like, you are the body of Christ. So it's a similar idea. We are each part of the whole. But in this channeling, we're using the term Gaia, the Earth, of being a planetary member, and understanding it's not that just we're individual little beings running around saying, you know, support the Earth. It's really more that we are like the cells. We are like the parts. We are all interconnected at that level. And what I've been feeling about this virus is, you know, this virus is treating us the same way as if you're in a car accident or you have something that you break your leg or you're laid up in some way or something else happens so that you are forced to slow down and retreat, and all the things that happen to you, for those of you who've been in accidents or near-death experiences or had illnesses, you all know the vast changes that happen when you're forced to sit and rest and do nothing and not have life as it usually was, filled with distraction and running around. You all know that your lives are changed by these life events. So this is what we're having. It's like Gaia has been in an accident. Gaia has is suffering an illness. Gaia has broken her leg. We are all sitting together waiting for the resolve, which is for healing. But not just healing of the body, the taking away the virus, but healing of the heart. Healing of the heart of all of us, which is one of the other things that illness brings. It brings awakening. It brings awareness. It brings a cleansing of all these old ideas and helping us to move forward to a new way of living. We'll talk about this more during the rest of the show. And I would like to go to our first caller, and we have Nancy from Ohio. Welcome to the program, Nancy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. What can I help you out with today?
Hi, I could hardly hear you. I'm sorry. How are you?
Very good. What would you like me to look into for you today, or what's going on for you?
Okay, I can barely hear you. I'm sorry. It's a bad connection. I just wanted to know if I'm going to find a job soon.
Yeah, what were you working in prior to this? Were you laid off because of the situation, or have you been unemployed for a while, or what's your situation?
Well, I was working, and then I got the company eliminated my position, everybody's position in the department, so now I'm just waiting to see if I can find something else.
Yeah, I think that...
Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, what I'll do is, Nancy, we'll take you offline. And then I will answer your question so that you can listen later or you can listen on your internet or so forth. So we'll just take you offline right now. So what I'd like to say, and a lot of you are in Nancy's position where, you had these jobs and they aren't suitable for work from home or these other situations. And so it's very complicated. And the only, the only beneficial part to this is that so many people are in this situation that there is going to have to be a bigger solution that comes. And so what I am foreseeing is the entire way that we work is being transformed. What we've been noticing from in China, the air is now clear. In different places, there is pollution has stopped. Resources are not being used in the same way. And what this is showing is that by the old way of working, which was kind of set up by Industrial Revolution, is really not required anymore. This doesn't mean that people aren't meant to contribute. It means that the old way of working for most industries of going to a business, that's going to change. So if I were in your position, Nancy, what I would be doing is looking for ways I could work by distance. And if that weren't possible, I would just really pay attention to what, kind of relief packages are going to come out, because those are going to be formed. They're not going to let, the government is not interested in the economy shutting down. So they are scrambling to find some ways to support people as they work through this transition. It's a very, very difficult transition, and yet it is allowing us to be forced to save the planet by not doing all the driving, by not doing all the unnecessary work that could be done from home or could be done online. So that's the big picture. The picture for you in particular is pay attention, be ready to act if things come up that you have to apply for, and just trust that you will have employment in a while, but it may be different than you thought it would be, and there will be a breather until that begins. Okay, thank you. So, I know everybody's in these situations. It's really hard. I have a variety of people in my life who are facing this same scenario, and all I can say is, we're being shifted, right? We're being changed. We're having this big illness or near-death experience or accident come into our lives, loss of a job, meant to have us wake up and look at things in a different way. How are we living? And is that sustainable? And is there another way? And what this great sweeping wave of people losing their jobs is saying, there is another way. And we need to figure out how to do it. It's a hard reality, but perhaps as we look back in the future, we're going to be like, that was the best thing that ever happened. That opened ways for people to work differently, for people to have a different education style for their kids, for people to have a more clean environment. All these things are being created by this great, very discomforting change right now. Okay, let us go to, and I do invite you to call in just a moment, not quite yet, but 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255, and wait just until the break, and then I think we'll have room on the lines. Let's go to Katie from Chicago. Katie, welcome to the program. Katie, are you there? Yes, is this Katie? Hi, welcome. It's Sarah. Yeah, what can I help you out with? Yeah, I think thank you for bringing up that idea of grief, because some people are having, personal loss, and I'm sorry that you've had to go through that. And then on top of that, we're feeling this, collective loss of souls leaving the planet from the illness. And yeah, so a couple things, and this might sound a little strange, but as humans, we fear death completely. We don't want to do it. We miss people when they go. But as souls, it's really we don't feel death the same way. Like as souls, we just kind of lift off, and we're still conscious. We're just in a different realm. So it's really the human part of us, that suffering. And I think, yeah, and spending time really appreciating the person, honoring them, remembering them, and being super gentle with yourself. And are you working right now, or do you have a lot of free time? Yeah, I was thinking it might be. So a lot of us have been. I mean, I'm sure you've been in some kind of quarantine, but a lot of us have been quarantined for I don't know how many weeks it's been. So we're kind of deep into the do your inner work while at home process, and it feels like this. Yeah, so it feels like you might be just getting your first chance to kind of do some ritual around this person, or some, celebration of the people that you lost, and just kind of in a loving, beautiful way. I mean, there might be a lot of grief, but also like just that full heart appreciation for being able to know them. And it might be super interesting to spend some time allowing yourself to feel that and trusting that it won't be too much to bear. It's like you can do it, and you won't be just a puddle on the floor. You'll feel the joy of the love that was there, or the love that is there. I do have a course. Yeah, I do have a course on the website. It's called I think it's called like how to connect. It's something about how to connect with your loved ones in spirit, I think it's called. And that will show you kind of it's only $15. That'll show give you some prompts or stuff if you need help making that connection too. That would be good. Yeah. Aside from that, what are you hoping to work through, like during this break that you have? What other kinds of things are you, how do you think you're going to use this time? Yeah, not. Yeah, and what I've found, I'm not the I'm more of a channel and a clairvoyant than a medium, but what I've found is that they'll often come through very strongly, especially when you first start to connect with them. And then maybe, 10 years later, they'll still be there, but it won't be. It's like they have things they're doing too. They have jobs that they're doing and things that they're taking care of. Yeah. It's like we're all contributing in both dimensions. So, yeah, Katie, I think it might be a really beautiful time this next week for you to just kind of be with all this and just let it flow through you. It sounds like a beautiful approach to it, even though it is grieving and loss. So, yeah, just trust that it'll be okay to let yourself. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for calling. I am going to take a quick break. I do invite people to call in for free readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a flash with more Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman.
Are you a seeker on the path of soul growth? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman's new book, Messages from the Divine, Wisdom for the Seeker's Soul, comes with the free Seeker's Guide? This 11-week online course helps you dive deep into the teachings of Sarah's new book, and it's Sarah's gift to you. Get Messages from the Divine and your free Seeker's Guide now at sarahwiseman.com.
Ready to learn the secrets of spiritual intuition? Did you know that Sarah Wiseman offers over 20 courses in psychic development, soul growth, karma, healing, past lives, and more? And that they are all sliding scale, pay what you want? These premium online courses are self-study, so you can work on your own schedule. Sign up for Sarah's courses now at sarahwiseman.com. That's SARAWiseman.com.
Are you an empath, intuitive, sensitive, or seeker who wants to learn more? Do you long to master the secrets of spiritual intuition for personal or professional growth? Would you like to work directly with Sarah? Sign up now for Intuition University, Sarah's year-long program in spiritual intuition, where you'll study with a supportive group of kindred souls, just like you. Classes start every semester. Learn how you can become a student of Intuition University at sarahwiseman.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. We are doing free readings Tuesday. You can call in 844-390-8255 in just a moment. I think I've got some callers ready to go in just a minute. And I just want to kind of remind everybody to take some deep breaths. In fact, let's just do that now. Let's go in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I'd just like you to close your eyes and imagine a blue sphere in the distance. And I'd like everybody to just connect to that energy orb, which will just be a little portal for all of us to be in together right now, either if you're listening live or you're going to listen later. And just feel yourself merging with, as a soul, merging with all the other souls that are there, we might look down and see Earth and observing the struggles and the chaos of civilization right now, human civilization. Very akin to, you know, planetary global growing pains, which are really about growing up as a global community. All of this is about the evolution of the human into this idea of oneness, both on a personal level and on this global level of needing to cooperate and needing to accept ourselves as one in a practical way. And this is what we're doing now. It's very uncomfortable. It's asking a lot of us. And it is a very important step that we've reached. It's a milestone for us as humans to be able to take this journey toward global information. So I think we're going to go to the phones, and I'm not sure if we've got Nancy. Melissa, we're going to go to Melissa. Melissa, welcome to the program. Melissa, are you there? Melissa, are you there?
Yeah.
I can't hear Melissa. Oh, hi. Welcome. It's Sarah. What can I help you out with today?
I'm trying to be very concise with my question, but it's difficult because, like, I have a lifelong, like, you know, situation with anxiety and nervousness. So, so trying to be concise and being on the radio, okay, kind of crazy.
You don't need to be, just say what's on your mind. You don't need to do it a particular way. Just speak as if, I don't know, we're neighbors or something. Just speak from however you want to do it. It's all good.
Okay. So, yeah, my question has to do with, you know, personally, you know, I've been for several years really focusing on my personal growth and healing, and it's really connected. I believe, and I don't know if it's like a desire or if it's like really true, the deep connection with my choice of career. And so I come up with a lot of roadblocks to what, like, I think is my soul's desire and my path, but not finding the way through. Am I like confused about what it is? Am I, gonna get any clarity through this time and be it?
Yeah. What is the career that you think you want to do? What's your career choice right now?
I'm an artist, and I've, you know, always been told, you know, you cannot make money as an artist, but, you know, and so far I haven't. I've been doing other things, and mostly in the caregiving, you know, and educating little people, which mm-hmm. is fulfilling in different ways. Yeah, but I have just a really deep take about why was I given this gift and this urge if I can't fulfill it, you know?
Yeah. Well, how old are you?
Sorry?
How old are you?
I'm 52.
Okay, perfect. So I'm so glad you called. And I really believe that perhaps this particular weird time of the world is for you an opportunity to really look at that idea of you can't make money as an artist or you can't support yourself as an artist, because I don't think that's true at all. I think somebody gave you that belief system, and that's why I asked how old are you, because definitely that was a common belief system around the time you were, you know, a kid or going to school and all that stuff. That was pretty commonly told to most of us. And I think it would be great to really look at that and decide if it's actually true. I don't think it is true at all. In fact, I think it's completely false, and especially during the time of internet and being able to work with, you know, computers or, you know, things that can duplicate art and sell it. So I would just look at that. And I think the minute you decide, gosh, that might have been true for, you know, my mother or my father's generation, maybe they didn't have the opportunity because they didn't have the ways of distribution that you have, but it's not true for you. And what I also notice is that in the 40s, we usually have this big breakthrough and spiritual awakening and a true sense of our life's calling. And in the 50s, we have another, like right where you are right now, we have this other wave. We continue to have these going on, but the 40s, early 40s, early 50s, where we just step into our true self. And I would wonder if perhaps like putting all your belief that caregiving or working with little ones is the only way you can do it, and beginning to give yourself more time to create this art career. It's almost like you've got to let go of one in order to build the other. And that might take, you know, financially a little bit of time to finagle that. But if you just keep having that vision that it's going to work, it's going to work. It's just like you have a misbelief that it can't happen. And the minute you, gosh, like you figure out who told you that, right? Like, and just kind of be like, yeah, I believe this my whole life. And yet, you know, it's actually not true. And so now I'm going to go forward with the truth, which is you can create a supported life with your art. Yeah. Yeah. So this time frame is perfect for doing this, just throwing that belief out and going, what if it were true that I could? Then how would I act? You wouldn't be doing caregiving. You would be doing art and figuring out ways to get that out there. What's your training with technology? Do you have much of that?
Sorry, breaking up a lot. I didn't hear the question.
Oh, yeah. What's your how well can you use like computer and stuff?
How well did you say?
Yeah. Are you good at that?
I would say I'm mediocre. I used to feel more capable of learning new things, but I'm a lot slower at learning new things. I think I still believe that I can learn the tech that I need to. It's slow. I'm slow at it. I don't have super good skills right now.
Yeah, that would be the only place where I could see that if you did some training, not like graphic design computer, but like some of these art schools have some kind of community education that shows you how to work, like how to duplicate art or how to distribute it. Like there's a woman who offers these special art projects as prints, And she does limited editions, and they sell out every month, and she has thousands of people buying it. So that obviously took a while to build, but there's going to be an audience for what you have. You just need to start building it. And that's where you might need some help of how do I do that? So just kind of like almost like how do you find your audience? You might need some help learning how to do that. But once you start down that path, you're in good shape.
Okay.
So the first task is spend some time getting rid of that misbelief. And then the next step two is go get a little education to show yourself how to do it. And then the universe takes it from there. It starts to work and it starts to build and you're like, oh, I'm so happy. So just keep going. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate your time. Good luck to you. I do want to mention we have the line. Yeah. Hey, thank you. Thank you. We have the line open for callers. 844-390-8255. And I do want to say, like, so many of us were taught, like, these beliefs that, like, are not true. They were based on the fear of our parents or the fear of their parents or how the world was then. And, just looking at things, what is possible, what is not possible, most stuff is possible once we let go of the belief that we can't. I want to talk a little bit about this idea for today. And again, Free Readings Tuesday, lines are open, 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255. The subject of our show, Are You an Old Soul or a New Soul? Learn why having spiritual wisdom may be a sign that you're new here. And learn why having spiritual experience may be a sign that you've been around a long time. And I want to add, I think old souls are fantastic. I think new souls are fantastic, but it does help sometimes to kind of figure out which you are, because it takes away a little bit of the confusion. So I'm absolutely a new soul. I don't seem to understand. I understand spirituality very easily, but a lot of this stuff is very confusing for me. Like, why is the world the way it is? Why are people the way they are? It's almost like there's this innocence or naivete to a new soul. New souls see different ways of doing things, and they don't understand why it's not that. It's as if we just got dropped onto the planet, and it's all just confusing because we haven't been around that many times. Maybe we've been around, you know, hundreds of years or 500 years, but we have not been around since, you know, Neanderthal times or whatever. Old souls have really been on the planet in reincarnating over and over again, and they have seen it all, been through it all, and have this vast wisdom. Old souls tend to have more patience. They're more tempered style people. They have the ability to kind of wait and see or wait things out a little bit differently. And so what I'm seeing right now is this almost this mix of what's going on. Like, old souls can remember all the wars, they can remember all the civilizations. They've been through time after time after time, and they see the waves of, oh, civilization is rising, oh, civilization is dropping away. And new souls are kind of like thrown into the mix and have never had those experiences in it. They have never had those experiences in their life. So right now, old souls are remembering, oh, this time we're in right now with this virus is very similar to World War II. We were all serving together against some common enemies. We all were having to restrict ourselves. There were, when you had to hide the lights, blackout times, there were, travel was restricted, all this kind of stuff. Old souls are like, okay, we've done this. We've done this World War II. We did this also other times. And they're just kind of, they have more patience to hunker down. New souls are having trouble because they haven't had this experience before. And they are immediately jumping to, instead of wanting to be patient, settle in, they want to make changes. They want to try new things. They want to break the mold and try different things to see what will work. So if you're having different reactions, that can be a little bit helpful to help you understand why you're the way you are. I definitely feel that most of the kids coming in now, the crystalline, the indigo, and then after that, we have a bunch of new souls flooding the planet. And so this gives us a very new way of looking at things. And this is part of the reason why things are starting to change so quickly, because we have this flooding of fresh-faced souls who really want to, they question everything, and they are willing to try something different. We are going to go to the phones. I did not see that Nancy was there. So Nancy, welcome to the program. Nancy, are you there? Hi. What can I help you out with today?
I just want to know if I'm going to be able to find a job soon.
Yeah, Nancy, we answered your question. I don't know if you can listen to the recording, but we covered that when you were on the call the first time earlier. And so, in brief, the answer is things will work out over time, but I would look for the immediate future to any kind of help assistance you can get, from the government, and watch carefully for other opportunities outside of where you were working before. But it's going to be a couple months. So anyway, if you go back and you can listen to the playback, there was a really pretty full answer there, so you can listen to that. I don't want to repeat it because everyone heard it already, but anyway, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Yeah. So we do have time for probably one more caller, 844-390-8255. I am getting a lot of questions on my email coming through right now. So starting, I think, in a day or two, we start the Past Life Project, which is on the website. It's just $15. We do a monthly course. It's a self-study course, but we're doing them together so that we've got a lot of people taking it at once. It makes it just a lot more fun. So the Past Life Project is our course for April. We're going to start that soon, $15. You can get it on the website. I've also put in the Anxiety Project for April because people just... Yeah, I mean, we just all need that kind of help. So that's there too. And then for May, we're doing the Akashic Project, which is Akashic Records, how to read your Akashic Records. And that's going to be available for May. And again, $15. All the self-study courses that I have are $15. You can just go to sarahweisman.com, go to courses, and you will see them there. And then for those of you who are going to be studying with me this summer in the group training, I wanted to tell you a little bit about that. So for a long time, we've had a year-long training program, and that still is going strong. But I have just added reader training, which trains people how to be psychic readers as a profession. And that's a second year training. So if you're interested in training with me in the groups, go ahead and check that out on the website, sarahweisman.com, and then go to training. These are very robust programs. You learn a ton, and if you go through the year or the 2 years, you'll be able to do this work on your own at whatever level you want to take it to. Alrighty, let's just wrap up this call, this session today, and I just want you to close your eyes. I want to kind of leave people with some uplift. And let's take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I just want you to allow yourself to fully relax into your body. And I'd like you to go to any place your body feels discomfort. So you might have your chest feeling some anxiety, or your throat or your arm, wherever this place is. And I just want you to imagine that your body is being flooded with sort of like spiritual endorphins right now. Like this golden, sparkly balm, like honey, is spreading all over your body. And every place this goes, and it's going everywhere, inside, outside, in every cell. Everything is just relaxed and calmed by this golden, sparkly, divine healing balm. And I want you to understand that this is actually what is really happening for all of us right now. Even though we may feel like we need to spiral out into worry or panic or confusion, what is actually taking place is the deep healing process for all of Gaia, the Earth, and for each of us as a cell or a part or a being or a consciousness that is the part that we are of Gaia. And just allowing yourself to trust that what is happening now is okay. What is happening now is different than we thought. But we know deep in our heart that we couldn't continue as we had been. And I just want you to feel that in your own self, that we, all of us, could not continue as we have been. And because we could not, or would not, or did not, because we did not begin the change ourselves, we have been brought into retreat. We have brought into a safe space where we can do our inner work, where we can release whatever doesn't serve us. Not just toxic relationships, but toxic ways of living, toxic ways of thinking, worry, fear. We're being invited to live differently. We're being invited to be in a different way. We're being invited to deepen and grow. And I would invite you to ask the universe now, if you want, please help me. Please help me to grow and expand in this time. Please help me to heal and understand better. Please help me to awaken. Please help me to understand my deep connection with all beings and my deep contribution as a unique soul in this mix of all souls. And just again, focus on that healing balm and the clear knowing that everything is okay. Everything is okay. Everything is forming into a better situation. Be patient. Trust and allow yourself to have this deep transformation. And then with that, we're going to come back to our regular reality. You can keep this healing bulb go, 1098-765-4321, back in the room. Everyone, thank you for being with me during these strange, interesting times. We will be back next week with more Ask Sarah with Sarah Weisman. If you ever want to find me, you know where I am, sarahweisman.com. Thanks for listening.
Want more of Ask Sarah with Sarah Weisman? Tune in weekly for more divine teachings on living a soul-led life. Want Sarah's books, courses, and free gifts? Visit sarahweisman.com.